This is Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories for You. So today the story is going to be called Best Friends Wear Pink Tutus. I like learning new things in books and making you laugh. All right, here we go. Best Friends Wear Pink Tutus. I'm Amanda and this is Emily. We're best friends and we wear pink tutus. We wear pink tutus to school. We wear pink tutus to the store. We even wear pink tutus to go roller skating. Best of all, we wear our pink tutus to our ballet class. Our ballet class is going to dance the Nutcracker. Each student will try out for a part. Our teacher, Miss Yvonne, will decide who gets it. I want to be Mary, so does Emily. Mary doesn't get to wear a pink tutu, but she is the star of the show. Miss Yvonne says there can only be one Mary. I really want to be Mary, Emily says, but I really want to be Mary, I say. If I get to be Mary, Emily will be sad, and that will make me sad. If Emily gets to be Mary, then I will be sad, and that will make Emily sad. Sometimes being your best friend is hard, Emily says. For tryouts, we decide to
not
be best friends. Sides of the room. We try not to look at each other. Pretend you are Mary and show me how you would dance for your new Nutcracker doll, Miss Yvonne says. Emily is dancing very well. I think she may get the part. Suddenly she sees me. Emily acts to be dizzy and wobbles. That's odd. Spinning never made her dizzy before. Now it's my turn. I point my toes like a real ballerina. Then I see Emily. I kick the doll on purpose. Oops! It's not time for the Nutcracker to lose his head yet. Miss Yvonne picks Nicole to be Mary. Nicole is an older girl. Amanda and Emily will be snowflakes in the snowflake waltz, says Miss Yvonne. Together, I ask. Of course, says Miss Yvonne. Miss Yvonne knows we dance better together. And the dance will be better when we're best friends. Anyway, we would rather be snowflakes. Snowflakes get to wear tutus. I guess we are the first pink snowflakes in the history of the Nutcracker. the end. I hope you enjoyed the story. And thank you for listening in.